This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Could have used your vendor skills last night, Curtis. Very thin in the hallways, in the aisleways here at Fenway Park.
I have to credit my old friend, one of my closest, longest friends, Ian Maripol. Love the family, nicest guy on the planet. And he's a closet right winger, even though he's a big lefty. He sent me a note yesterday saying, check out the Boston.com and Boston Globe website and e-paper. Which yesterday, as of 10:30 a.m., had zilch on the strike. Mm. And if you just, like, if you ever want to understand what biased journalism is, it's not so much what they say about you, although at the Globe it's pretty clear what they think about me, it's how and who they decide to write about, what they decide to cover, and what they decide to not cover. Because if the New England Patriots, the Revs had a game last night, looked like it was electric night. I think there were 4,200 people there. If the Revs or the Patriots have a game where the concession workers are striking, no matter who they are striking against, it is the lead editorial, lead opinion, especially today, Josh Kraft's dad doesn't pay employees, doesn't intervene on behalf of the union. The Boston Globe, in their absolute refusal to cover this.
Well, they have a story up there. I read it this morning.
Today, yesterday, there was nothing. And then the story that went up there said, employees decide to strike against Aramark. Mm-hmm. It's just pathetic. And the fact that people tolerate a guy like John Henry, who owns the baseball team, also owning the most powerful newspaper in New England, while simultaneously bitching about fascism, is somewhat rich.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm trying to be a neutral observer of this strike thing, and of the Red Sox, and of all Boston sports, as you know. I call it right down the middle, like I see it. Edge to the labor. Edge to the workers. It was a little annoying last night. I saw one lemonade guy coming down the aisle. And then when we went out to get beer, I missed Otani's at bat because we had to wait like an extra probably 20 minutes for a couple Bud Lights.
Well, you know, I got some people to talk to if it's that big of a problem for you.
Oh, but, I should have called you before the game.
No, I meant like stop drinking. Oh. the people that work here, I mean this sincerely. When I was here in 1999 and 2000, or 2000, 2001, the same people I worked with, still, I would say the vast majority, over 50%, still work inside this ballpark,
really?
Selling at Fenway Park.
Lifers.
And they are the nicest, most down-to-earth, hardworking guys. They all have two other jobs. They bust their ass. And I mean, these guys, when I was 20 or 18, I was exhausted. These guys are 50, 60 years old, walking up and down the stairs here at Fenway Park on 90-degree nights, mm-hmm. busting their ass. And the fact that the people that own this organization act like they have no power in this situation is peak hypocrisy.
Well, that I don't know, because obviously we're partners with the Red Sox. Aramark is partners with the Red Sox. Like the Reds, John Henry wouldn't get involved if you and I had a labor dispute, you know, maybe tangentially if it became like a big story.
Does my salary impact what they charge for hot dogs?
Yeah, but it's still kind of this. I mean, Aramark, they hire out to handle the
food. Well, they didn't even hire Aramark. If we're going to get to the weeds in this, it was a John Harrington FU to the new ownership group that they extended 30 years with Aramark right before the new owners took over the organization.
Right.
So,
I actually didn't know that.
Yes. So there was a poison pill or a good whatever you want to label it as, but
good research by you. Wow.
Well, I knew that from when it happened. I follow along.
Institutional knowledge then.
Yes. And so, well, I knew the people, I knew my boss, Joe Valenti at the time. And I remember I met my second night here. First of all, my plan was when we got, so you go sit in right field, you arrive 2 hours before the game, you get to sit and watch batting practice and you put your, what you want to sell. And at the point when I started, you're at the bottom of the food chain. Mm-hmm. So you just get whatever. So I just
Cracker Jacks,
Diet Coke, Cracker Jacks. That was it.
Love it.
And, this is before I became addicted to Diet Coke. So I didn't drink my own stash, but, I'd sit there and I'd talk to these gentlemen and I was like, I can't say I'm from Dover. So I said, West Roxbury. And my second night there, a gentleman, very well-dressed man, I don't remember his name, was with the union. Because part of my salary, automatic, in order to work here, you had to join the union. And he's like, I'm Boston restaurant worker 32 or whatever. And he's talking to me. I'm like, what the hell is this guy doing? But that guy's probably on the front lines right now. And if you research it, it's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
What they're asking for, this is
couple bucks an hour.
This is the people that work inside these walls should be the highest paid Aramark concessionaires in Boston.
Go work at BU. They get more, right?
Right. I mean, AOC money. But, I just don't get it. I really don't. I mean, and it's so frustrating when you walk through these walls. So you're telling me that the Red Sox organization doesn't know that it's $40 for a lobster roll? Mm. They don't know that it's...
What was it on the Cape when you were down there? Was it 40?
When I was down the Cape...
When we were out for Beachcomber and...
Oh, no, it's not $40. I mean, $35 maybe. But the lobster roll you get here is like the size of a fun-size Snickers.
Yeah.
Like, it's absurd, and it's so absurd. People, my least favorite thing occurs when those that are truly powerful try to feign the fact that they're powerless. And, Robert Kraft famously does this often when it comes to Bill Belichick and the roster. And I believe that the owners of the Boston Red Sox own this entire area legitimately. To say that they are just innocent bystanders in this battle, I find to be, first of all, you don't have to be. You could say they deserve more money, and if Aramark says F you could get rid of Aramark and bring in somebody that you wanted all along anyway. Like, you can do the right thing. They often tell their fans, they lecture their fans about how to treat people and what to say.
Yeah.
Well, maybe they should practice what they preach.
You famously tried to go to Sam Kennedy for more money in your last contract negotiation. Yep. Didn't work, but it was a good try.
Yeah, well, but he did kick me, and I sued.
Anyway, the Red Sox did play a game on the field.
Looking good.
Just to finish up the story, they have a couple home games here. I don't think it's going to become one where it escalates to the point where ownership needs to get involved, but it could if it continues out over time and fans start to get... Because the experience here at Fenway is still good. The scab employees got the job done to us, but I missed the A team. I missed the Aramark A team.
I'm telling you this. If you're going tonight and you care about supporting real, we talk about the people with Catch Us Live every morning on the Greg Hill Show. We ask for submissions for the people that build this city, the people that make it run, the men and women that go to work every day to make our lives easier. The people that work here are the people, they are awesome. They work their ass off. And if you come here and you buy things, you are hurting good people. I would just ask, if you want to get a nice bite to eat, there's a million places around here. I would ask you to support the men and women of Aramark at Fenway Park. As I said, for 25 years, I have seen the same people that I worked with here. They were good people, hardworking, decent. And there is no way in hell anybody inside this park should be outpaid by a guy at a Gannis Arena. It's absurd.
Now, if you come with James and he wants the lemonade, are you going to tell him?
Nope. James ain't a scab. I'll tell you that right now. he picks them, but he doesn't go join them.
Well, I'm trying to call the Red Sox like I see it. Curtis, we missed the big 10-game win streak. It's been a while. You and I have been.
I know, a month.
Better part of a month. So they won 10 while we were gone. So you come back, they're 2-5. So there's some crossover there.
Yeah.
But just watching them on the field last night, and obviously they're playing good teams here. The Phillies, they're playing the Dodgers, who weren't playing great coming into the break, but are still their top five is really good.
I thought that was a great pitching change by Cora in the eighth.
Oh, I don't know. Last night, and even I guess I was He put Murphy in for, over two innings, who I couldn't believe it, but he actually pitched well. And then Alcala gives up the bomb to Teoscar last night. So it was a little bit of a strange night from Cora.
But at least there was a World Series ring at Fenway.
Yeah, well, your guy, your mystery guest.
But this is, Walker Buehler. Oh, yeah. But this is what you get when you are dead, when you're dead set against long-term expensive pitching free agent deals. You get guys like Giolito and Walker Buehler who will at times flash what made them an elite pitcher, what made them, in Walker Buehler's case, a World Series champion with the Dodgers. But you will also get long stretches of just reliability that doesn't exist.
But it's offensive driven now, right?
But five of the last seven, you've only scored two runs.
Right. So what's that? That's, if the trade deadline, everybody's looking for a number two starter, which I agree. But you've got a lineup that's just okay. It's back to where we were a month ago. You and I didn't like the Devers deal, at least the timing of it.
Right.
And they are still missing that big bat. Maybe he's not the big bat that eventually you need to get in there. But they just are missing that guy in the middle of the order. They don't have it. Bregman is the best they got. He's not 100%. He is good. But the rest of it, and Roman Anthony has two home runs. It's 40 games in.
Right.
He hits the ball hard. He's got good at-bats, but he is just not there yet.
But that's what separates what this ownership group is now and what it was. The Yankees have a million flaws. They've spent billions of dollars, and they haven't won a World Series since 2009. I get it. But they have a need, and they don't wait for Thursday of next week. They do what I said on the Greg Hill Show, which is, why not make a deal now? You have the Dodgers coming to town. You have the off day Thursday.
Yep.
You need help ASAP, especially with Mayer going down. And the Yankees, I don't know if the third baseman they got is going to be good. I have no idea. I couldn't tell you two things. I think it was with the Rockies, I believe. They made the trade.
He's had a down year, but he's still a good player.
So why do they have an urgency that you don't? Because you can't say deals aren't being done. There was just a deal done. Just the same way that Devers was traded. Nobody was expecting that move. If you have a sense of urgency, you have the farm system assets, you can go and improve the team before the 31st. And the more they lose before we get to that date, the less likely anything of significance arrives. And I believe they will then feel a backlash. But it's pathetic that Fenway Park sounds the way it did last night. Mm. You shouldn't have Dodgers fans.
It wasn't as bad, though. You remember, you and I were here for Dodgers.
When they hit that home run in the eighth inning, they took it over. Ken, that never happened. Nothing like that ever happened. Only Yankees games and maybe Mets games would you have that experience.
I don't think they took it over. I was here and I dispute that. There were some. They were here. They were noticeable, but it wasn't the takeover of that was 2 years ago.
Okay,
right?
Just because it wasn't 30,000 of them doesn't mean it's still not a problem.
Okay, well, the problem is
you were on your sixth Modelo.
I wish I had a sixth.
I was walking through.
I could only get two.
I walked home from the Children's Museum to my place yesterday, and the city was littered with Dodger blue.
Yeah. There's some kind of Dodgers fan club that's like here in the East Coast, and they assemble for these things.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that they've ever watched baseball. They just show up, but either way.
The Yankees traded for Ryan McMahon. He is a lefty stick, 30-year-old third baseman with the Rockies. This year hitting .217.
Yep.
16 homers. Last year had pretty good totals, though, all told. I mean, he's an above-average hitter. He's going to help them at third base where they need it. So the big stick out there now is Eugenio Suarez, Curtis. 34.
What about Teoscar Hernandez in the offseason?
Oh, well, yeah. For several years they should have signed that guy.
But why not?
I don't know what they're...
That bat at Fenway Park, that power, where he hit that last night? What was it, .420?
Yeah.
I mean... And it wasn't even like he was swinging out of his shoes.
No, he's just a good ball player. But Suarez is
too expensive for their blood?
I don't know. It was like a Heim Bloom. It was in that era where Heim Bloom refused to sign Schwarber because he didn't hit for enough average.
Schwarber, by the way, on pace for 57 home runs this season. Another two home runs last night as the Phillies dominated the Yankees.
That is such a big miss. Now, Cora was like making overtures to him this week. You saw that.
Yeah, right? But Cora, I'm cooked with that. You signed here. Don't bitch. Don't be a passive-aggressive pansy.
Well, you could sign him in the offseason, and then would make some amends.
Ken, that would be the dumbest thing, because now you're going to sign him for over-market value, and he's going to actually be a bloated deal that you don't want.
I'll take it. You don't care about John Henry's money. At this point, wouldn't you rather have Schwarber back than play a Toro every game?
Alex Cora signed a three-year deal here after they said nothing and did nothing to acquire a guy in Schwarber who wanted to remain with the Red Sox. So don't sit here and bitch about it.
We'll try to get him back. So he's playing nice with him.
But Cora doing that, how about holding the guys on your team accountable? How about holding yourself accountable? I don't want to hear Cora bitch about it. You gave a rubber stamp to the organization when you decided to stay here.
Do you think they would rent, probably a DH for them. Eugenio Suarez, third baseman with the Diamondbacks.
I would
take
I would
a stick on the market. That's the guy now.
I would really like that. The only reason I would ask Wiggy to spell it.
Do you think the Sox will do anything? Are they in trouble? 617-779-7937, or are they fine? I mean, you had Sam Kennedy on this week. He pointed out their record in July is still pretty good.
That's great. Look good.
They are, though, bleeding a little bit here, and I don't like what I'm seeing.
So let me ask you a question. When you get to the playoffs, are you going to play good teams or bad teams?
I would say probably the better teams.
So if you can't beat good teams, then why do you expect to do anything in the playoffs?
Including the one that just traded for Naylor, who would have been a perfect fit for you.
Right.
In Seattle this week. We're at the Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio, brought to you by your New England Ford dealers in the Ford Summer Sales Event. Hurry in to get great deals now, including on F-Series official truck of the Sox. It is the run-to-home base day, so busy getting in here. Curtis already did a couple laps around the track here. Getting loose.
I got a ride. Just dropped me off.
Ooh.
Big day.
All right.
Well, Target, by the way, you can park only $5. They validate.
You got to buy something, though.
Right. Well, that's why I got my goldfish.
Okay. $60 to park here yesterday, so they jacked it up for the series.
Well, you know, I mean, but they can't pay the concession workers.
A lot going on with the Red Sox, and Patriots are off and running. Training camp.
What a totally and completely unlikable ownership. You profess to
be 1-4 now.
You own the Boston Globe. You're big liberals, and you're icing out your hardest working employees over a couple bucks an hour, acting like you have no say in the matter.
Aramark's fault, not theirs. Now, I do want to keep the Sox talk going today. Maybe the question is a good one that you proposed earlier in the week. What do you have more faith in? The Red Sox getting something done at the trade deadline?
Jesus.
Or the Pats winning 10 games this year?
Oh. I mean, well, I'll give you my answer.
Or do you want to alter that question?
I mean, I think the Pats win 10 games.
Like, easily?
It will not surprise me when it happens.
10 games is a big season. I mean, I know their schedule sucks, but come on. That is a huge jump.
Okay, but you can only play your schedule. And this year, despite what the sycophants and Shime, I love you. Is Shime on today?
Yes. Oh, no, he's off this weekend.
So Shime, big Drake May guy. We all know it.
Mm-hmm.
Comparing, and we can do this later, but looking back at Mac Jones' rookie year and what he had, and looking at Drake May this year, to expect anything less than 30 touchdown passes for Drake May would be a failed season.
That's a great point. At least 25. I mean, he's at 20. It's not even like
22 touchdowns for Mac Jones, where he had his best receiver, James White, got injured early in the year. He was, anyway, it's
Mac,
amazing.
Mac was on track until Bill ruined him.
Yep.
Now, we got trending coming up, but I do want to, so let's get into that a little bit coming up next. The Pats and 10 wins in the start. I mean, not much no padded practices, but I still think you get an early sense of where they're heading here at training camp. It is the Ken and Curtis Show on until noon today, and here's Jake.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries. and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus. You must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
With what's trending. Oh, yeah. Curtis, what a week in celebrity deaths. It's great Aussie there. Hulk Hogan yesterday. I know you were in mourning. You still have the black patch on your sleeve for the Hulkster.
I am.
Here today.
Yep.
Theo. And LB a couple weeks ago. Rest in peace, Lyndon Byers. We've had too much death to be talking about, but I don't know how to transition into that into something positive. Here we are.
I said it yesterday, but in case you missed it, I have a nice uplifting anecdote about Ozzy Osbourne.
You do?
Yeah. So I met with someone this week.
Is this regarding when he opened Gillette?
No.
Oh.
This is years ago in L.A. A person I was talking to was in AA meetings in L.A., and he told a story of how he's sitting there, and, you know, when in an AA meeting, you sit down, you say your name, alcoholic, whatever, and this guy behind him said, I'm John Alcoholic, and he turns around, and it was John Ozzy Osbourne.
Wow.
And they became not fast friends, but acquaintances. And the gentleman I was talking to was discussing how getting clean was great, but he felt he didn't have the same creative juices as he did when he was using. And Ozzy provided an unbelievable roadmap saying that that was BS. It's just you talking nonsense. You're smarter now without that. You're more talented. You're able to do these things. And it was really neat to understand someone who had a personal relationship with such a superstar, and that they were that engaged and down to earth and caring of strangers going through things that he had. So the guy that we saw, the guy that everybody talks about biting the bat, you know, can we get new stories other than that? It's like throwing snowballs at Santa in Philly.
That's his
like,
signature story. I mean, you can't
okay, but if everybody's heard it, what's the point of telling it again?
All right, fine.
But yeah, it was a really interesting story that I thought brought some humanity to a guy that obviously, I mean, wasn't my genre, but was as big of a star as you can be, biggest crossover star, unbelievable career, and gone this week.
Star is a good word for our Pats and Red Sox discussion. Do they have enough of them? Pats open up this week, and get to the calls here in a second. There's some people weighing in on the Red Sox and the state of the team here a week away from the trade deadline, but Diggs showing up this week in the shape that he was in, no doubt a good sign. Makes you wonder why they didn't have a few more of him in the last few years here in this rebuild, this long five-year rebuild, because it's great to see. But am I...
Can I just quickly, before you finish that?
Yeah.
Something that it occurred when I was away, and I was only gone for a couple days, but the nugget in the Don Van Natta story, which was the most pathetic back and forth between Robert and Bill about credit and coming here, and the Robert saying that he took a risk and Bill saying he took a risk, and talk about get into a sandbox and just deal with it, you children. But when Don Van Natta noted that since the Crafts purchased the team in 1994, they rank 31st out of 32 teams in cash spent.
What I really need to
if that's true, which I would imagine.
Why can't we just do? Can we just get the numbers year by year? You pay for whatever the subscription is to find out?
I have. Well, we have it every. You know, we had the numbers done. I think NBC Sports Boston did it over the last.
Yeah, but everybody does it in the last 31 years, in the last 16 years.
That's pretty clear cut. Since they purchased the team 31 years ago.
It's not clear cut because if you did 30 or 32, it might be different.
No, you're covering the entirety of their ownership. How is that? That's the opposite of handpicked.
Yeah, but every 3 years, you have to spend to a certain level. They spend...
Ken, I know you want to talk... go call Don
Van Natta. I'm not defending them. I just want to... I would like to get the numbers. Can we get the numbers?
So if it's true...
I'm a numbers guy.
Ken, slow down.
Yes.
ESPN.com, Don Van Natta.
Right.
Yep, guys won a couple Pulitzers. Right. Pulitzers, whatever the hell you call it.
Right.
And he says in his story regarding the Belichick retort to Kraft that they are 31st out of 32 teams in cash spent since Robert bought the team in 1994. That story is the most underplayed story in all of Boston. If that's true, which I have no doubt, I believe it would have been corrected had it been incorrect. we give these guys a hard time in this building, John Henry and his partners, rightfully so, when they're outside the top five or top 10. 31 of 32 teams. And think about the number of home playoff gates they have had.
But that's your boy Brady's fault. He took less, so the franchise didn't have to spend as much.
No, he took less so they would spend it elsewhere.
Well, they did. I guess they did some of that. But if he had demanded top dollar, I'm sure they'd have been higher on those lists of expenditures.
And then you see the public filings by the lone publicly owned organization in the NFL, the Green Bay Packers, that state they made $428 million in NFL shared revenue, which if you take the Patriots' entire payroll before a game is played, before a parking spot is taken, before one of their concessionaires sells a single hot dog or beer, they are plus $190 million.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And they talk about finances. Like, they should guarantee every cent of every contract. And that's only going to skyrocket. I mean, and it should. It's the most popular sport. But the fact that that's not like, if that were John Henry, it would be all anybody ever said about him.
Well, that kind of was my overall thought that I was going to get to, though. You see Diggs out there, and it makes you feel good. As a Pats fan, you got to be happy with Steph Diggs. He's out there. He's leading the team. He looks healthy. He's a star at some level. But if you're that, like, where would you say he is star power? He's kind of a middle star.
But he's kind of like a Giolito or a Walker Buehler, right? You know,
higher than that. I would put him above those two.
Right, but he wasn't DK Metcalf. He's not the top echelon. He's not even really
a top 10 receiver.
Would you say you'd want Pickens or Diggs this year?
I think Diggs.
Okay.
But
so slight edge, maybe, so in between Pickens and DK.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's a flyer. I like the thought of it. I mean, I would encourage them to do the deal because I believe that getting Diggs here, he gets to play the Bills twice. We know, you know, that's going to be important to him. He obviously, despite the boat, was very engaged, and however he got healthy, God love him.
And I do think Vrabel got to him,
right,
and seems to be putting him on a good path. That's great.
But you could have Steph Diggs and an elite receiver. Like, if Steph Diggs is your number two in a year that he's got to prove it, then you're a legit contender. Right. If he's your best player, it's hard to rely on him for 17 games.
Yeah. Now, maybe he makes Pop Douglas into a mini star or something like that. Maybe the trickle-down effect is good.
What do you think about Jalen Polk?
That's the other thing. Polk and Baker are going to get cut.
It's unbelievable.
Right? A year after they get drafted, it's the same GM. They are not going to make the team. If you extrapolate right now, I mean, I heard Tommy Curran's list. He had Booty above him. He had Kendrick Bourne above him.
But then why is Wolf still here? I mean that.
Vrabel must.
I saw his dad walking around.
Well, the transition's in place, right? Vrabel's got his guy.
But why? I understand that. I get it. But I'd want to ask him who to draft and take the other guy.
Right. But you think Vrabel comes off the field after camp and says, "Elliot, come over here. You drafted these guys?
I just don't know.
Polk and Baker? This was your choice last year? Why?"
It just feels like it's a waste of like a lunch meal. Like, I don't get it. Why would he be, if he's indeed going to be gone at the end of this season? He can't draft worth crap. I mean, the Drake May pick at three, James could have made.
Yeah.
It was the third quarterback in a draft. You needed a quarterback. So you took him. And then the rest of that draft, go through it. It's an abomination.
Yeah. Well, even if they had hit on one of those guys, think about where they'd be this year. You already think they're going to win 10 games with this group.
Right.
I mean, they could be a 12-win team. They could be fighting the Bills for the division. So they're improved, but you can't help but like think about the what-ifs there too. So maybe I'm just a negative guy today.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not feeling great about the Sox after last night.
How many wins do you think?
I got them for 9. I guess I want to see how camp plays out. That's a cop-out answer.
Okay.
But right now, I just look at the Drake May thing. I'm going to get to the Milton thing later. I don't want to like pound that into the ground. But aren't you still worried about May and his leadership? And some of the, you know, let's get to it later. Let's get to some calls right now.
Take a call.
Let's go to Montana. Talk to our buddy Sean, who's up there. Hello, Sean.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you guys doing today?
Excellent. What's going on?
Yeah. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, you know, I hear what you're saying about the Red Sox. I don't, you know, feel good about them myself. I mean, it's been rough. You know, you think about it. They win 10 in a row. They're 53-45. I hope this is an okay question, gentlemen, but do you think maybe the All-Star break had a lot to do with it? Like, what I'm getting at is that, okay, Monday they had the Home Run Derby, Tuesday they play the All-Star game, Wednesday and Thursday off, and then Friday they get back to playing. Maybe we think that maybe they're just a little bit rusty when you think about it, because look, they lose 2 out of 3 to the Cubs, they lose 2 out of 3 against the Phillies, and then they lose last night against the Dodgers. I mean, there's still, in my view, time to turn this thing around, but they need to get it together. I mean, they need to at least win the next today and tomorrow, try to get 2 out of 3 before they got to play the Minnesota Twins and they got the Astros. I mean, this is why you need to beat the tough teams, you know. And Alex Bregman recently came out and said, I read an ESPN article that said that we are a dangerous team. I have to disagree with him because, look, if you're going to be a dangerous team, you have to beat the tough teams. You have to beat the teams that are good. And right now, the hitting is cold. The pitching is not the best. And again, it's kind of amazing when you think about it, gentlemen. Look at that wild card race. I mean, look at how bad the teams look like right now. I mean, the Yankees, they're not a good team, even though they're 9 games over. They got destroyed by the Philadelphia Phillies last night. Hopefully the Phillies can help us out again some more. Then we're playing the Dodgers, the defending champions. The Rangers are hanging around. I mean, Texas won last night, the Mariners. And honestly, gentlemen, we got a lot of baseball still left to be played a little bit because we're entering the last week of July next week. But what I'm saying is I don't think anybody could catch the Toronto Blue Jays. Toronto cannot stop winning, but, you know, the Blue Jays are a talented team. They're not afraid of the Red Sox or the Yankees. I mean, you both and everybody listening in could absolutely agree with me about that. Who can beat the Blue Jays? I mean, they're just taking it to the Tigers.
You get a lot going on there. That's good stuff. Now, Curtis, are the Red Sox dangerous?
To the mental health of Bostonians.
It's also dangerous for the franchise that they've been here 3 straight years, same scenario. Here we are again. Last year they flunked their test at the deadline, tried to added nobody of consequence, faded. If they do it again, what's the reaction?
So it's going to be the same. But that's the issue, is that Fenway will be full. It may have more of the opposing team's fans than Boston fans, depending on where they sit in September. But this is what the organization is. It has become a cash cow. They get it to a certain point. They want it to be efficient. They want to have Breslow and others figure out a way to get things to Cora. Cora synthesizes it, and they sneak into the playoffs. It's never been easier to get into the playoffs. It is not an accomplishment to get to the playoffs.
I would take it. I'll take it.
Who wouldn't?
I haven't been there since 21, so...
Right.
I missed that. I missed that vibe. But it could be dangerous in a 3-game series.
But if you go to Grill 23 versus Longhorn... Both great companies. You could pick a steak at random at Grill 23, and it'll be spectacular.
Yeah,
everything has to go right at Longhorn. They've been shopping at the discount rack, trying to get guys that once showed potential to perform up to that, and it's just very unlikely. And then they finally get a guy that they trade for in Schwarber, who was a guy that I mocked. You were right. When they traded for him,
thank you.
He had, I think, a hamstring injury or something.
Didn't play. You mocked it.
I
said, wait for this guy.
Couldn't have been more wrong. And they then don't call him. And all this is building towards, we just saw Tom Warner walk by, this is building towards a strike. They're going to lock the players out. They have one more year left of the CBA. John Henry has a big job as the head of the Economic Reform Committee, trying to get spending down in Major League Baseball, and he's going to lead the charge a la Jeremy Jacobs in the NHL hard cap.
Good point. Might affect their Bregman signings.
Of course.
Let's go to Jim in the car, also on the Sox, I believe.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Jim.
Yep. Hey, guys. You caught me in the middle of my Egg McMuffin.
Perfect.
So, Curtis, I love you. I listen to you every day, the Greg Hill Show. It's my go-to. Just keep doing what you're doing. You're perfect.
Thank you.
So I appreciate you talking about the concession workers and supporting them, talking about the scabs as replacement workers. I don't understand how Lou Maloney gets a pass on this, where he crossed a picket line. He was a scab. He was, you know, a lot of ball players still hate him that played with him. And nobody mentions it, and everybody loves old Lou. And I don't understand why he gets a free pass when he was a scab.
Yeah, I don't
know the details of that.
I honestly don't.
I'm not trying to cop out. I like Lou.
And I honestly, I've never met anybody that played baseball or is around the Red Sox that doesn't like Lou Maloney.
Yeah.
You can disagree with him. A lot of people do. That's the job. But Lou's been nothing but great to me. I love the guy.
Yeah, I concur with that. So, you know, I do wonder, where do they get these scabs from Aramark? Where do they find them? Are they, like, just like get Jackson on the Grubhub and just bring him on over? Or what?
I mean, I'm shocked we didn't see Jackson hawking hot dogs last night.
Maybe he was here. I don't know.
What was Friday?
But again, I only saw one vendor in the aisles. One guy selling lemonade the whole
night.
Were
people complaining? We should have had somebody talking from the company to people in the stands.
We probably should have. Freeze Pop should have been in there. Tommy Carroll.
He was at Chick-fil-A.
He was here. He was filming Ohtani. But it was like nobody quite knew what was going on. Like you'd look around and be like, hey, where's everybody? Oh, you have to go get you got to get up out of your seat to get the beer.
Yeah.
It's going to take a little while to set in, I think.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I just... The way that they're trying to...
It's the last thing they need right now, like on top of all the on-field stuff.
Actually, it's an easy thing. Be Robert Kraft next to Jeff Saturday on the hills of the courthouse when you get the deal done to avoid the strike. Like, use this as an opportunity to be a peacemaker.
Let's go to Jason.
Do you think they can afford it?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Hi, guys.
Inflation.
I think the first thing is Cora needs to go. Ever since he hung that reliever out with a couple years ago, like in some statement to Bloom, that was below Bush League. The second, I got a question now. Would you guys have done the proposed deal, the Padres, with Cease and Duran? And the third thing is, Curtis, did you really just tell an AA story outside of the walls and on broadcast radio? Thanks.
Yeah, it's an AA story.
It wasn't your story. It was kind of anecdotal, tangential.
It was about a guy who has spoken openly about AA, Jason, who talked about, and he's passed, so... I
so
would
by just, the way, did the previous caller say you were perfect?
Yeah, well, I mean...
That is a little unsettling. I mean...
I don't know anybody on the planet that feels that way.
I mean, even you don't agree with that.
I certainly do not. And James doesn't, believe me.
You're perfect. What is going on?
Well, then he went after Lou, so I don't even know what to say. Lou's perfect.
You can join the Ken and Curtis Show at 617-779-7937. Where do you think this team is headed? So, we had a lot to get through there. But in terms of the Red Sox here in the next week, do you think they're going to do anything? Just gut feeling, yes or no. They're going to make a trade. They're going to, because Bradford has said, and I trust his instincts on this. He's covered the team a long time. They are more invested in doing something big at this deadline than he has felt in some time.
So then, why doesn't he break it? Who are they getting?
Well, I don't know. I mean, still, I don't think they're like hot on anybody yet.
Well,
but
I mean, why didn't they make a trade the same day that the whatchamacallit did?
Maybe they're waiting for the big fish.
Ooh.
Instead of McMahon, they want
is Suarez. Bradford the chum in the water?
He could be.
Love it.
He's an attractive guy, especially in those Hawaiian shirts.
I mean, if I were Oahu, I'd bite Bradford.
But tell me, give me an answer. What do you think?
Do I think that they're
making... Stand pat, do something small, or they go all in?
They're going to do something mid-level to satiate people and say, look, we did something. It was the market that dictated us not doing a bigger deal.
Number two starter?
They're not getting rid of anybody that's a top five prospect in their system, and they're not trading Duran.
So the caller asked about Duran. What's weird about that is he's out in center. They moved Rafaela to second, which is just now Duran is like he's not as good of a center fielder. He's out of position a little bit. I like him. I won't want to see you trade him. But they seem to have like weakened themselves at two spots. Rafaela didn't look sharp at second last night. They just got – they've got a feeling of still trying to put it together.
Yeah. I mean, but this is – the team had holes. They created a bigger hole. We can say Devers hasn't been great in San Francisco, and 1,000% you're right.
Hit a couple bombs.
The other two home runs the other day. They lost last night to the Mets, but they have the same record as you do.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you create a bigger hole when you said we're going to get better because all these guys, we might not be more talented, but we will be the flexibility to be a better team is what Breslow said to you.
Right.
You made it more difficult because you took it personal. An organization that even Sam Kennedy said to this, that you're all about analytics, but then in the most important decision you made, you allowed yourself to get personal and say that you were insulted by a guy and you wanted him to leave and you weren't going to pay him a dime to play somewhere else, so you got the full money back and then you made the deal. It was not about maximizing the return and improving this team. And so I don't believe them
if they say they're all in. But if they have until the deadline to
But they could have gotten a better return that they could have then utilized to get another prospect, another guy here. Do you understand?
Yeah, I just don't know what that other deal was.
But Ken, you cannot say that they wouldn't have had the opportunity to get a better return for Devers.
If they had waited a little bit.
No, if they had eaten some of the money, more teams would have been involved in the negotiation.
Well, that too. But, you know, when you and I were on vacation, people they're winning 10 in a row, and people were like, you see the dynamic? They didn't need Devers.
I love World Series championships in July. Those are my favorite.
617-779-7937. Let's go. Actually, let's pause for a second here. Get back to the calls. And I do want to get into that Milton quote because that's just, it was something. Joe Milton taking shots at Drake.
Unbelievable.
I mean, pretty vicious shot, actually. So we'll revisit that for one last time, perhaps, here on the Kinnick.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Curtis, all right, Curtis. Well, Joe Milton has become, I guess, my favorite topic. Ted Johnson always stops me in the hallway and just says, "I can't believe you said that about Milton." You and I had a show on a weekend and I called it the worst trade in Boston sports history. A little hyperbole there. And I would just like to tell Ted. Ted thinks that I love Joe Milton and thinks he's going to be like a superstar in the NFL. That's not the point. He might never play and be any good. My whole point was kind of to your Rafael Devers value debate. I don't know why they were in such a rush to trade him for such a low pick when, oh, by the way, this week the Jets had some quarterback injuries. Might be a good time to start dangling Joe Milton if you had him, to trade him to the Jets. There are things that come up in training camp which would have given you the opportunity to move an asset and get a lot more for him than you did.
Yeah, I there have been many times in my life where I've said, oh, okay, time to go down a new path. Just sort of stop digging, because I don't know if you know this. You don't hit rock bottom until you stop digging.
Is that me? Is that a shot at me?
It was not a very wise comment. I mean, Joe Milton is not going to be a good player in the NFL.
I think he actually has a chance to be. I don't know how it's going to go in Dallas. I like him. I think he's got some... Right. We saw him here.
You think quarterbacks usually are just sort of laying around? Like really talented ones that can take a franchise into a new direction?
Sometimes they're late bloomers.
I look at it...
He's not that old. He's 25, 26.
My hottest take of the week, and I don't think it's a hot take, is that Tua's not that good.
I agree with you on that.
People were getting enraged.
Like, Tua?
He had 3 years ago. He led the league in passer rating or something. Like, he has... This is why I'm happy we're getting to Drake. Because while I disagree that Joe Milton is as good as you do, and I thought that was a silly thing to say, I've said far sillier many times in my life. So.
Again, I'm not even sure he's that good. I just don't understand why they were so afraid of having competition and getting rid of him.
If you got a second round pick for him, you would take it.
Of course, yes.
But you said you should have waited for a first round pick.
Or a second. I said,
okay, whatever. We don't have to relitigate it. We disagree about the semantics, but I agree that the notion that if the impetus behind the trade was that they were trying to protect Drake from competition.
Yes.
That is a horrifically bad sign.
Thank you. That's my whole point.
And I agree.
Now, Dak is the Dallas star, and nobody disputes that. So maybe he's in a different pecking order there where he feels comfortable because he's not challenging Dak. Everybody knows Dak's the starter. Here there was, I guess, because they're both rookies and on the same level, a little more drama behind it. Even though everybody knew Drake was going to be the starter, Milton probably played with Drake and, you know, maybe had a fancies himself taking the job from him or something.
If I'm Drake May and I don't play in the final game of the season and this guy wins us a game that precludes me from getting the first pick in the draft, I'm pissed too. Mm. Like, why are we allowing this guy to act like he's, you know, what was the guy, Beeman from any
game? Beeman, Willie Beeman.
Yeah, I mean, let's try and, you know, lose this game. They're not even trying to
Well, that's
beat
not
you.
His fault. I mean, you put Milton on the field, he's going to try to play. Okay. That's the coach's fault.
If you go to a local gym and you start draining threes in front of a four-year-old and you start, talking smack to them, you're an idiot. Like, what Joe Milton did beating a team that was trying to lose.
No, that's not Milton's fault. Mayo put him on the field. What's he going to do? Try to lose and look terrible?
You understand why if you're a teammate at Joe Milton and he's acting like he's the God's gift, you beat a team that collapsed, capitulated.
Yeah, you're pissed at the coach. You're pissed at Mayo. Not
whatever. It doesn't matter. I mean, he won a game that literally hurt the organization.
It was terrible.
So, anyway, but Drake May.
So go back to,
Joe Milton and Drake May clearly didn't get along.
Right. Now, don't you have to, I'm not trying to, say Drake's a bad guy or, I don't know who Drake May is yet. I think we're still trying to figure out what he is. I'm encouraged by a lot of things. But when Milton comes out and says, quote, Dak is a great leader. All respect to him. He literally goes out of his way to help me. No matter if the coach is talking in the meeting, he goes out of his way to help. I've been in another building. I know how that goes. It's just very different over here, end quote. Now, is that a shot at the coach because he's talking about the meeting? Or is that a shot at Drake May? Because he's mentioning Dak as well. Dak's a great leader, and then he finishes with, it's different over here.
Yeah, I mean, he's a guy that probably was humbled, or not humbled, embarrassed by the organization dealing him. He probably thought he had a legit chance to compete in New England. He thought he outplayed Drake, whatever you tell yourself. And so there is a personal animus with the organization. But I think specifically, whenever you praise, just like Tyreek Hill, remember when he got to Miami? And he's like, Tua throws the best deep ball of any quarterback ever. It was a shot at Mahomes.
Right.
So you don't have to mention the guy's name to be taking a shot at him. And
so we agree it's a shot at Drake.
Absolutely. And the organization.
So does it give you even, don't you have to at least say, that's interesting. File that one away. Obviously, Drake was not nice to this guy. I don't know what happened. Maybe Milton gave him cause to not be nice to him at some point.
Can it be both things? Can this prove to me that Joe Milton isn't the guy because he's this concerned about bitching about other things when he hasn't accomplished anything?
And I don't know that. He could still be the man.
And it's concerning that they have to stack the deck in the favor of Drake May. And it's so frustrating. And we'll talk to Joe Milton. We'll talk to Mike Vrabel about this in a couple weeks when we begin the Jimmy Fund radio telethon.
August 18th.
And a guy who, along with Rodney Harrison, made it his life's work to get under the skin of Tom Brady in practice. And I'm sure they hated each other. Not hated. I'm sure they got under each other's skin. Two of the most competitive people with Rodney and Tom sitting here winning three Super Bowls and he's still getting crap, whatever. To this day, the three of them discuss it as huge components of what made that team so successful.
Great point.
So if you're going to be Mike Vrabel leading the charge against the guy that's the best to ever do it, then why are you trying to soften the landing of the guy that you're looking to have that type of career with the Patriots?
Right. I wonder if it was a condition to taking the job. Like they told Vrabel, look, you're coming in, but we're trading Milton.
Oh, I can't imagine.
But it's just so out of character. It's out of character for Vrabel, to your point.
I know. It doesn't make any sense to me. And I sit here and I hear I listen to Scheim every day and I love him. But, you can't tell me he's the guy and then say, well, he needs this, he needs this. Like, if you are truly transcendent, you need some coaching, you need a decent offensive line, and you need some weapons. You don't need all of it. And I have seen great quarterbacks transcend bad organizations and get them to play. Like when Peyton Manning got to the Colts, it was his shoulders that carried that whole organization.
When Greg Hill came to EEI.
Right. When Loro went to 96.9. all of those moments were huge. Or 97.7, sorry.
Nobody knows who that is, but
it's okay.
Loro's the man.
I love Loro. But I'd go to war with Loro, I'll tell you that.
Sure, definitely.
But it is, to me, I'm conflicted because I believe Drake May will be really good. I saw enough last year. He seems to have the perfect package of being elusive, getting out of the pocket, being able to throw the ball, all that. But in college and so far in the NFL, he doesn't win a lot of these games.
He's very sensitive.
Right.
We're figuring, at least in year one, he was very sensitive to this situation.
Like, what was his statement victory in college?
Don't know that.
Every time I saw North Carolina with Sean McDonough on the big game, he stunk. It was like, you know, Clemson beating them or, you know, whatever. I don't think he ever was bad enough to lose to BC. But, like, I think they're going to win 10 games. I think Mike Vrabel's the right coach. I think Drake May's the right quarterback. But it is confounding as to why a guy who made his living making it difficult for the best to ever do it is trying to make it easy for the guy that he's seeking to replace him with.
What do you think about the Milton comments and the Vrabel decision to cut him loose pretty quickly to avoid that competition? 617-779-7937. Red Sox on the table as well. They lose last night. Crochet, they need him again. That's tonight here at Fenway, where the Kenny Curtis broadcast from.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.